are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is your host, Tom. I've got Lotus here with me and a bunch of patrons because it is time for a quiz show. We're going to pit our patrons, all of them, against Lotus. And Lotus, this is what you get for winning too many quiz shows in the past. How are you doing, man? Great. Welcome back. You doing? I know you had a Daggerfall stream today that went wonderfully well.
I did. We're going to see about finding a way to get an audio version of it. Just be aware, it's definitely going to be not appropriate for all ages, just because it's very frustrating to play that game and keep your composure.
Rated M for language.
Yeah, 100%. It'll be up on my YouTube as well, probably in the next day or so, if you're interested in watching it there. So it will be available for people. Just keep in mind, like I said, the live stream of a blind playthrough of an older game just comes with a little content warning on some absolutely of the language when I die like 40 times in a row.
right, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you made it through that and that you are now 100% emotionally prepared for this quiz.
Yeah, no, totally. My brain is not Swiss cheese after 3 hours of streaming a game. Right. It's unbelievably frustrating.
Right. Well, here, let me go through your opponents because we have Team Patrons versus Team Lotus. Lotus does not know what this quiz is about. He does not. He didn't even know there was a quiz until like, 2 hours ago when I popped into your live stream. And I was like,
got home from work.
Yeah, I was like, hey man, I think we're gonna do a quiz tonight with the patrons. He's like, okay, cool. But he has no idea what the questions are. No, doesn't know about the answers and none of that. And so it's him against the patrons. And the patrons include Rob the Princess, Hersine, Professor Bailiff, Lord Professor, you're back. Welcome back. Very Bad Goblin, Ben of Temeria, and Blinding Vision. This is gonna be a tough team to beat, Lotus. Are you prepared for this?
I'm bringing at least my C game here.
Or is it? What do you, the patrons, think? Who wants to speak up? I know you have a team captain. I think Hersine is your captain, right? Hersine?
We have democratically elected him in that you told him he was going to be the leader.
Well, I volunteered.
Yeah,
he said yes.
Going to throw that a role.
Yeah.
It was half voluntold and half also volunteered.
Nice. Well, I have a feeling this is going to be a lot of fun, at least. And we're going to see how many. I know some of these questions are easy. Some of these questions are a lot harder. And the focus of this quiz, because this is a lore show, has nothing to do with the lore. In the past, we've done all these questions about the lore. This time, we're doing meta questions. These are questions about the games that aren't questions about things in the games. They're about the games or the creation of the games or things kind of like on the outside of the games. Does that make sense? So
I'll see myself out.
Also, this quiz covers all of the mainline games from Arena to Skyrim. That is the focus, because Lotus and I have been going back to the older games over the last 6 months or so that we've been doing this. And so you don't have to worry about knowing all the details from inside Arena if you've never played Arena, but you might want to be thinking about some of the details around the game, if that makes sense. So that'll give you a little bit of a prep there. And here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read the question. You guys are going to debate it. Lotus can even chime in. And then when you're running out of time, I'm going to tell you, you've got to make a decision. And then Hersine, as your team captain, will say, okay, I think this is the answer we're going to go with. Then I'm going to tell you what the real answer is and how many points you get if you got it right or if you got it wrong or whatever. And then we're going to tally that up. There's a big final question at the end and we're going to see who wins. Sound good? Yes,
I am down.
Everybody looks super excited if you're watching the video version of this right now. All right, let's kick this off. Question number one. This one's about the Elder Scrolls Arena. What day, month, and year was the Elder Scrolls Arena released? And you get 1 point for each correct thing. You get a point for the day, you get a point for the month, and a point for the year.
I appreciate that Nernrood answer.
The answer is not Nernrood, I can tell you.
I'm pretty sure I know the year.
Yeah, the year I do know.
And I don't really want to help Lotus by saying it out loud necessarily, but I'm sure he knows too.
No, I have never heard of this game before.
He has a physical copy of the game. I'm sure he just like grabbed
all that. Yes. But I have no idea beyond the year.
So Rob is not helpful to you at all. Anybody want to speculate?
You don't need to be too concerned because I might know the year, but I'm less concerned or less aware of the exact day.
I have looked this up in the past. I only have an idea about the year. I don't remember it.
Yeah, because the year everybody...
I think I know the month.
It's 94.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lotus is formulating his own idea for what the answer is. Feel free to throw some other details around. In fact, why don't we do this? Lotus, go ahead and lock in your answer.
Okay.
I can trust you. Now you can say things that you didn't want Lotus to use to answer. So Lotus is locking in his answer.
There.
Feel free. You got like a few more seconds to debate this, but then we have to put an answer.
I'm like 99% sure it's March.
Yeah, I got nothing, guys.
Do I have to do the date too? You said the day, month, and year.
Day, month, and year. Right. Day, month, and year. You get a point for each. The day, the month, and the year.
Time of day. I'm like 99% sure it's March.
March.
Are you? I'm fairly certain.
So we're all pretty sure it's 94. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's 94.
Definitely.
I don't think anyone has a better idea than
the March date to like try and calculate what the calendar should be like if you're translating the real life like star charts to like Tamriel, so I'm 99% sure that it's March.
Okay.
Wow.
I just rolled
way better than I got.
13?
I know I feel 13.
I got nothing, so yeah.
The day that I was thinking, but again, it's just a number in my head, so I could be way off too.
All right, Hersin, you got to lock something in. What do you think?
All right, what do y'all think about March 13th, 1994?
That's good.
Sounds fine to me.
All right, March.
That's actually kind of funny. Week.
March 13th, 1994. What did you say, Lotus?
I said March 15th, 1994.
Wow.
I was like, wow, you guys are so incredibly close to what I'm guessing.
That's so close. Well,
turns out 14th.
Here's the answer. You both were very, very close. Really? March is correct. 1994 is correct. That's the easy part.
Day wrong.
The day was the 25th. So you were both very close. Like you guys were within really 2 weeks of like, that's amazing.
Maybe that's why I thought 15. For some reason, I was hooked on the number 5 and I'm like, is there a real reason for this? Or am I just like, for some reason, thinking the number 5 is involved?
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
I sort of think it was just me thinking the number 5 was involved and I got lucky. But
maybe. Yeah, as soon as you said 15, I was like, we probably should have gone with 15. That just sounds more right.
All right, so give yourself 2 points. Team Patron gets 2 points. Team Lotus gets 2 points. Congratulations. All right, here's a follow-up to that one. What holiday was it supposed to be released on?
Oh, God.
Oh. A holiday?
Yes. This was not the original intended release date. Like, I was surprised a Bethesda game got the release date changed, but it was originally supposed to be released on
generous and say like a holiday. St. Paddy's Day, or are we going to be realistic?
Oh.
And
say, I would like, say Christmas. Realistic, and I was thinking Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think it pushed back that far?
Because Christmas isn't a very good day for
being games. Bethesda, I wouldn't be surprised.
I kind of want to say it's like a closer holiday.
I mean, it seems like the options you have are like, was it closer to March? So was it like an early in the year holiday, or was it like sometime in the fall because lots of games get released in the fall, or was it maybe even a completely different time frame than either of those things?
Arbor Day.
When are the Ides of March?
St. Patrick's Day.
We're supposed to launch that.
Labor Day.
All right, Lotus, lock in your answer. Make sure Lotus is locked in.
Mine's
Lotus
up here. Is locked. I've already written right. it.
Why don't you give us a thumbs up whenever you lock in your answer? Be like, I'm good. And then they can talk without worrying about if you're going to change it.
I've got my idea for when.
All right.
Based on literally nothing.
All right. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Throw out your ideas.
I like
Thanksgiving. Or St. Paddy's Day.
I'm thinking Thanksgiving, but I'm worried that maybe games just were made in much.
I'm feeling late in the year, and they couldn't make it, and they had to work a couple months to finish it. So I want to say probably Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're right. It probably makes more sense than like 2 days off.
All right. So you guys are locking in Thanksgiving. That's your answer.
Let's do it.
All right, Thanksgiving from you guys. Well, Lotus, what did you say?
I said Valentine's.
Valentine's. Oh, so you went closer to the date. Interesting.
Pretty good one.
All right.
They changed it because they realized that you know,
it was not a romantic game.
Any of our demographic might be busy that day.
Sure they were.
All right, well, here's
no, they were.
Have you seen the cover art?
All right, here's the answer. Christmas.
It was supposed to launch on literally Christmas game?
Isn't that weird? Wow. Why would you plan that to release a game on Christmas?
I even said, like, oh, Thanksgiving sounds better because I said Christmas first. I was like, no, they wouldn't do it on Christmas.
Right?
They would do that.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
So why would you do that?
You never release it, like, on Christmas. You release it, like, a little bit before that. You so, want like, it to parents be can get it for their kids. Gift.
Right.
Oh, wait, no, that right. wouldn't make sense because you'd be getting it for yourself because it wasn't, like, a game, like, you get for, like, a kid or whatever.
Yeah, that's also true.
That's true. That yeah. Maybe yeah. should have been true. I guarantee
should have been. Yeah.
Got that as a gift.
I mean, once again, true. Have you seen the cover art?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't there know. You go. I've gotten some.
I was
weird
cover.
Games
I don't know what that is.
Also, really funny. It actually was brought up. Rotten Gamer answered that on the previous question in chat. It was like, oh, I thought it was supposed to come out on Christmas. Not even related to this.
Originally, yeah. Originally Christmas of 93. It was originally supposed
amazing.
To be Christmas. Yeah, yeah. Well, you got it just out of order. But yeah, it was originally supposed to be Christmas of 93. And then they pushed it back 3 months. And then it was March 25th. Exactly 3 months
wild.
After Christmas. Yeah. Mm. All right. Next question. This one also for Elder Scrolls Arena. What platforms did it release on? And you have to make a list, and you get 1 point for each correct answer, but you lose a point for each wrong answer.
Oh.
So what platforms was it originally planned, or did it originally release on?
Well, will you tell us how many there are?
House.
Nope. I'm not going to tell you how many.
I'm assuming nope. Linux.
Yeah, Linux definitely.
Oh, right. I was going to say, like, well, I think it was just PC, but I guess, like, it could have been multiple PC
be
platforms.
Like Windows and
yeah. Apple.
So let me clarify. Like let me clarify. The operating system at that time would have counted as a platform. Yeah. So if you were thinking yeah. PC, you need to designate, was it DOS? Was it Windows? Was it Linux right. on a PC? Oh, if it went out for, like, Apple Macintosh, was it on the Apple OS? Those are all different platforms in my regards to the way this answer works.
I don't think it was on any non-PC platforms, but
yeah, I don't think it was on
specify
Mac
which
I do was. Know it was on DOS, because I once upon a time downloaded it on my computer.
And Microsoft was still the biggest one, so
yeah,
yeah.
There's no way Microsoft, that the game was successful
Linux,
as
DOS,
it was
right?
if it wasn't Microsoft.
Well, Mike, just to be clear, Microsoft makes DOS. Microsoft makes
DOS.
Windows.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you can't say Microsoft is not an answer, right? You would have to designate specifically the OS.
I was still a toddler when this game came out.
It's okay. I just want to be clear. I don't want any losing points for misunderstanding.
Oh, man.
Me neither. Spell, obviously.
I got a feeling it was probably like a very small like amount.
We are referring, well, whatever. I don't think this will help anybody, even myself, actually. This is just, does the re-released copy special edition.
No, original release.
So it's just
the original release. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to say, oh, well, it works on this now and it works on this now. Or they.
Right. No,
none of that.
Like, it's on Steam. But, right.
Right.
So there are two boxes of the game on my shelf. And that's kind of, well, actually, like three because I have the French one. But like.
Can you zoom it in.
Two.
But like. Nice. There's like it's the same version, but it's like the deluxe version, I think it's called, but original release. Okay.
Original release. So it doesn't count for any time that they grouped a bunch of games together and released it on a different platform or updated it years later. So it would work on something else. Like none of that.
Piercing, are we just saying like DOS and Linux or what do we got more?
Tom, do we lose points if we don't say one?
If for every correct answer, you get a point. For every wrong answer, you lose a point.
So if you don't,
if we only say one that we're certain on, if we don't mention the other one, do we lose a point?
Nope. If you only say one and you got one right, you would make 1 point.
What you commit to.
Yes.
So if we say a wrong one, we lose a point.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're,
yep. So DOS and Linux, and we're good.
Are we certain?
Yeah, I think those two are safe answers.
It definitely was on Linux because Linux was mostly used on top of DOS during the 90s.
Yeah.
If we were to say
there was Mac too, but Mac was still new-ish.
Yeah, Mac might be a right answer. I don't feel safe.
I don't either.
All right, you got to come up with an answer. What do you think, Hersey? So you got to lock something in.
And Linux, and probably about that.
So just DOS and Linux.
I think we should just stick with DOS and maybe Linux.
Yeah,
that's safe.
I'm sold on Linux, to be honest.
I think it came out for quite a few systems. If I when I looked up when it came out, it was like 5 or 6, something like
that. Are you sure that wasn't the re-release?
That's also true.
That's a good point. Yeah. I think we just stick to the two answers that we're comfortable with.
Yeah.
All right. So final answer.
Final answer is DOS and Linux.
Okay, you guys are going DOS and Linux. Lotus, what are you going?
I'm going Macintosh and DOS.
All right.
Oh.
The correct answer is DOS and just DOS. Only DOS.
It is just DOS. Damn it.
So you both got a point and lost a point.
I really thought there was only DOS. A Mac version. And I had to remove Windows CD-ROM because that's the douchebag version that it comes out.
Originally, it did come out on Windows.
Right, because it adds CD quality.
Yep. Right. Later on, they did release CD-ROM it.
CD-ROM its own platform? Windows. I thought the OS.
I should have fought for my anti-Linux like bias.
So here let me add some clarity because Rob has some questions here. Originally, CD-ROMs and floppy disks were just two ways of getting things on computers, but DOS didn't work as well with CD-ROMs. It was Windows that really opened up the usage of CD-ROMs on computers. A lot of computers that came with CD-ROMs came with Windows.
CD-ROMs, Windows was just fine. And
And that's why I actually was clarifying that, because I remember originally the game did not have spoken audio in the FMVs.
Right.
And then when you got the CD-ROM version, suddenly it was voice. It was whoa, this is crazy.
Right, because the CD-ROM holds a lot more data than you can fit on a bunch of floppies. Yeah.
And that's why once you clarified that, I was like, just kidding, no more CD-ROM. Nope.
Original version only went up on DOS, which means you all got a point and you all lost a point. So you all got zero for that one.
Still next in it.
Harder. Feel good about that.
All right, question 4. Hey, we got to keep moving. I'm going to try and make these a little faster. Or we're never going to get through them all. let's move on to Daggerfall. What day, month, and year was Daggerfall released?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
I know the year.
Don't worry. I don't do this for every game, but I wanted to do it for these two because they're old.
We do one for Skyrim. I know that one.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
You mean the first release, the re-release?
The original release. Oh, yeah, the Skyrim one. Yeah, original release of Daggerfall. Day, month, and year. Lotus,
ask us the Skyrim one. You have to get every single Skyrim release date.
Is that one of the questions? How many releases of Skyrim are there?
I should have put that.
I don't know.
Oh, because I know that one.
Lotus, are you locked in? I don't know. Your voice is muted. I don't know. Something happened. It looks like you're locking in.
I got a month and a year. I'm trying to figure out a date.
Okay.
Do we have a month, guys?
I think I'm 99% sure.
I have no idea.
There was a huge debate over what the actual release date was. And
they're all true.
Something along that line.
Right. So for clarity, I believe this answer was according to Wikipedia. This isn't just based on some article somebody published on some, online clickbait site or something like that, right? And sure, Wikipedia can be incorrect at times, but
using the UESP anyways.
Yeah, for things like this, it's pretty accurate because it's very easy to confirm that information for Wikipedia.
How is a release date debatable?
When there's regions involved and stuff, then they get real dicey.
When
did Final Fantasy release?
Right. Some of these were released in the US on a certain date and then in Europe on another date. And so then you basically deal with people having different memories of wasn't it on this date? And it's like, it was staggered.
Dragon Break.
Yeah, or maybe there was a Dragon Break.
They're all true.
All right. What do you think?
I'm 99% sure I know this one.
I believe it's
come out in 97?
Oh, I have the year. I just don't know.
Okay,
the month.
I have no idea.
I think I might even know.
It's 96 for sure on the year.
96.
It was September. Because I remember because I was like, it's the same month as my birthday.
Same.
Wait. No, I think I know exactly what day it was, too.
I think I got an idea, too.
I remember I was like, it's exactly 2 weeks after my birthday, so it's the 20th.
That is
I'll give
my
you a
birthday,
thumbs up so you can discuss. If you're trying not to say anything, I've already got my answer. So
Lotus has his answer. Point.
I'm pretty certain it was September 20.
I also believe that. Because I do kind of have a... Again, I've been wrong the entire time. But I think I do think I remember seeing this one and being like, all right, that's
yes. I don't have a better answer. So September 20th of 96. Here's you good at that.
Yep, I like y'all's moxie. September 20th, 1996.
All right, locked in. September 20th, 1996.
Again on what we thought.
What do you think, Lotus?
I thought it was March 20th, 1996.
All right. Well, I'll tell you this: you got 1996 right. Everybody got that.
Oh,
the 20th is right.
Oh.
Everyone got that. And September is right, which means the patrons get
September.
One more point. So 3 points for the patrons, 2 points for Lotus on that one.
I just put it as like, well, we'll just go with literally 2 years later.
Yeah. For me, I was like, I don't think a company's ever released on the same time of year and consecutively. I think if they try to do the same time of year, it's like 2 or 3 games later.
Look, I just want to point out
Pokemon. It's always November.
Skyrim shares not always.
They've done October.
Yeah, I was going to say, Skyrim shares a release birthday with Shadow Key, I'm just saying.
But not Oblivion.
Classic.
It doesn't, but I'm just saying, does like anything matter more than Shadow Key?
Yeah.
Right, right. Well,
it
here's...
It truly transcends time.
So
let's keep moving, because I want to try and get through as many of these questions as we can. All right, so next one, number 5. How many cities, towns, villages, and dungeons exist in the game? And I will give you the point if you are within 1,000 of the answer.
This is Daggerfall?
This is for Daggerfall still, yeah.
You can tell by the, the nearest 1,000th.
Yes.
Daggerfall.
The nearest 1,000th.
I didn't say in the nearest 100. I very specifically chose the nearest 1,000 because there are a lot.
So how many total, what is it?
Total cities, towns, villages, and dungeons. Basically, primary locations on the map.
Are in Daggerfall?
Countless.
36,447.
Blinding has a very specific number.
So confident.
You know, this is upsetting because I should have watched Lotus's stream and like prayed to like he opened out an app so that I could have like got an idea of like, okay, how many points of interest average are like in each kingdom?
Just count them.
I came in it at the tail end.
I want to say like 86. No, that might be just cities. 86,000, but that should be like towns and cities.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think that counts dungeons because dungeons, that's got to be so much more.
Yeah, it's like
102,000.
All right, Lotus is locked in. We'll give you 10 seconds. You just got to come up with an answer. What do you think?
36,000 are on a random BS number.
I don't think that's counting dungeons. Yeah. We can go with 86 if we want, or we can try to go higher. 86 might be too high on its own. I have no idea.
Want to go for 66,666?
Yes,
like
devil. Yes, sure.
It's like the mega devil number.
What could go wrong?
That number then.
Amazing. All right, it's the Antichrist. The Antichrist. Okay,
it's a double negative.
All right, so you're going 66,666. Lotus, what did you choose?
I said 18,716.
Oh, did we overshoot?
Okay,
it?
So we're drafting.
Crap. Very different numbers. All right, the answer.
Different numbers, but I have no idea. That's not based on anything that I know.
Yeah, the answer is 15,000.
No!
So Lotus was close, but
not close enough.
Not close enough. That one's a tough question. Like once you get into the thousands, it's like how many?
I remember 86,000. Maybe it was like NPCs or something.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like how many places are actually in like London or not London, but like England, because the game's like around England side, if I remember correctly.
Oh yeah.
I guess it depends on that.
Yeah. And I was like, if you consider all the caves, I was trying to base it on like real logic. And I'm like, how much crap is actually over there that you could investigate?
All right. So this one's a real quick one. It's just true or false question. So the answer is just true or false.
Nernrit.
True.
Yep.
True or false. Todd Howard, although not yet a lead designer, did some work on Daggerfall. True or false?
That's false.
I'm pretty sure that one's true because I remember an interview where he was saying that he couldn't even make it out of the first dungeon in Arena.
He played, worked on, right?
So I'll read it again. Todd Howard, although not yet a lead designer, did some work on Daggerfall.
I think he was a lead by Morrowind, so he had to have already been
touching on it in Daggerfall.
He didn't he had to have had his hand in the mess.
I thought he wasn't credited until Redguard.
Well, that's credited versus actually did it.
Just right
Ben,
after.
I think you might be right. I think it was just after Daggerfall, because that was... Because
I don't think he was working at Bethesda or like in that department yet.
That's a very good point. I am inclined to say false. What do you think?
I want to say false.
Yeah,
I'm that's a 50-50.
Yeah, I'm in favor of false.
All right, you guys locking in false?
Looks like Rotten Gamer is saying true.
You got to lock something in. Lotus, Lotus is locked in, right?
Yeah,
Lotus is locked in.
The majority rule.
All right.
Yeah, we'll stick with false then.
So you're going false, Lotus. What do you do? What do you
think? I said true.
It is true.
Yeah.
He was with the studio.
He worked on it because the first thing he was a lead on was Redguard.
No, and the first thing that he was worked on when he was hired was the Terminator game, which came out before Daggerfall. He was credited as a designer as part of the Daggerfall
team. Wasn't he on their crappy hockey game too?
I think so.
Yeah, and then like he was like
it wasn't a chess game.
Yeah, I forget what his title was exactly, but it was like executive producer. Was the first time he was like notably part of it was Redguard. So you were on to something with that because I remember that. But yeah, I was like,
convinced me to change my mind.
Yeah, he had some stuff to do.
My bad.
Yeah, there you go. So Lotus gets the point for that one. Next question, Morrowind. Let's move to Morrowind. Morrowind was originally released on what platforms? Same rules.
I know this one.
You get a point for correct. You lose a point for an incorrect.
Okay. Xbox.
Yep.
That's when I got Xbox, and then
that big old
PC at that point.
PC, which
Xbox and PC. That's all.
Now remember, PC isn't a platform.
Windows DOS.
It was Windows.
Yeah, Windows.
Because at that time it was Windows
and Xbox, and I think that would just be it.
Yeah,
I think so too.
All right, so you guys locking in that answer?
Yes, Windows and Xbox.
Okay, Lotus, what did you put?
I put Xbox and Windows CD-ROM because that's what it was on. That's how it's CD-ROM classified. Is
a
separate platform,
CD-ROM's not a CD-ROM's a delivery mechanism.
I think it's just classified as that. So that was the only reason I wrote it.
It is like classified as Windows CD-ROM. That's boxes.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, it's the delivery platform. If it was downloadable digitally, it would have. It would still be in Windows as the platform. But yes.
Yeah.
All right. So Windows and Xbox, you both put that answer. That is correct. It was Windows and Xbox. That was it.
Mm-hmm. My favorite bit of trivia there is that they had this safe fail system. Whenever the game would freeze, they would just reset the Xbox and freeze the loading screen so the player didn't know that the Xbox was actually rebooting.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. All right, we got another true false and another Morrowind question. This is number 8. True or false? Morrowind was originally supposed to include the entire region of Morrowind, not just the island of Vardenfell.
I'm going to give Lotus a moment.
That's true. I also know it was originally supposed to be in.
Okay, that's true. 100% true.
Yeah.
I'm going with Rob on this.
Yeah, that's legit.
All right, you guys locking in true? You seem pretty sure.
Pretty unanimous.
I'm very confident.
Actually, no. We got to get the specific phrasing. The entirety of Morrowind or just parts of the mainland?
More of more. Let's just say more of Morrowind than just Vardenfell.
More than just the island.
Yes.
More than just the island,
yes.
Entire thing, not certain.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those fuzzy lore things.
But I guess all of Morrowind is subjective of where the borders were at that time.
Yeah, where the
border. I could also see some of
it. But yeah, there was definitely more of it because I remember the interview with Todd Howard saying specifically that.
Okay, so you're locking in true.
Yeah.
Lotus? Lotus, what did you put?
Yeah, there's no, 100%. Yes, it was supposed to have Stone Falls in it.
Right, you're correct. Yes, the spirit of the question is more of Morrowind than eventually ended up in.
It's why you get Mournhold later on, because that was like part of some of the original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just was obviously changed.
There you go. All right, number.
I didn't want to go gung ho until all of us had locked it. Because I know.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh.
All right, here's a fun one. Number 9, according to the UESP, and I did the counting myself on this. How many books are in Morrowind, including the DLCs, but not including notes or spell scrolls? So not just anything you can pick up and read. Things that are designated as books.
The spell tomes count as books.
Spell tomes are books. Like a scroll that you just pick up is not a book.
The scroll of jump to your death right out the gate.
Right, that's not a book. Not so much. And I'll give you this if you're within 10 of the answer. So I don't expect you to get exactly the number, but if you're within 10,
do we get bonus points if we do get the exact answer?
Sure, I'll give you an extra. I'll give you double points, extra point if you get exactly the exact answer.
I'm gonna Google it.
I mean, you can, but you may not get the same number I got because I counted them.
That's also pretty cool. And we all know that robot.
Because maybe not the best. A lot of articles will say roughly this many or this many extra or this money, you know, whatever. They're vague or whatever, right? But this is the exact number.
Oh, man.
I'm vibing with 76.
76, yeah.
That's just a number that feels good.
I think it would be in, like, the triple digits. Morrowind included like a new, like a lot of books. Really,
didn't you say not including the DLC?
Including the DLC.
No, including the DLC.
Morrowind and all DLC.
Probably triple digits then.
Yeah, it probably is.
124.
Maybe it's more though.
I was thinking like 124.
Are we thinking like in the like 200s?
Nah, I don't think it's that much.
There's 9 books.
Lotus is throwing you off. Lotus, you're locked in. All right, 10 seconds. You got to come up with an answer.
9 books.
I'm going to 150?
I'm thinking 135 would be a good middle ground.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's too even number.
Too even? Like 153?
136.
This isn't fair. Lotus read them all.
136 feels right. I like 136.
136 feels nice.
All right, let's do it. 136. Final answer.
Locked in 136. Lotus, what do you have?
I had 318.
All right. Here's the answer. You got the 36 part right. It was 336.
God. I was only 18 off.
You were only 18 off.
That's what I was only 18 off.
That was very close.
All but 18.
So sorry, no points, but very close.
Yeah, I only got halfway through the 36 lessons of it.
Oh, they count as more than one. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Lusty Argonian mate?
Are we counting the volumes that didn't actually appear that we know just exist?
No, these are ones that actually you can read them in the game. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got to go thank our patrons. This episode is going to go long, but we're having fun, so no big deal. All right, here, let's go thank the patrons. We'll be right back. It's that time. Holiday shopping is here, and I've got something to help you out. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. And that's legit. How many different stores can you find exactly the same products and you just are shopping for whoever has the best deal? No. This is a place that has high quality, unique, often handmade or made in the US products by independent artists and small businesses that truly create one of a kind gifts for all sorts of different seasons. And it's the holiday season. Well, get this. I found one that I thought was super cool. Now, my wife loves puzzles. She loves mysteries. She loves escape rooms. They have murder mystery jigsaw puzzles where you use the puzzle to solve the mystery. There's a few of these, and I think I might pick up the clairvoyant convention one. I think she'll love it. And that's just one example. They've got gifts for moms and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, gardeners. There's something here for everybody on your gift list. And they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice with every purchase. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/scrollslore. That's uncommongoods.com/scrollslore for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. We're going to make this quick. Thank you to all the patrons. Thank you to all of you guys and everyone else who supports the show on Patreon. Patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast if you want to join us in future episodes, if you want to get t-shirts and stickers, if you want to get ad-free episodes, all that stuff. And we have to shout out our Daedric Princes who get shout-outs every week. Blinding Vision, Fal, Hersine, Just a Little Bit of Chaos, Kirisi, and Peter R. Thank you so much for your support. And we don't have any new ones to shout out this week, but if you sign up, we'll shout you out next week. And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple, we'll read out your reviews in the next week whenever that comes in. And if you want to share us with your friends and stuff like that, that's super helpful as well. Thanks for being here. Let's move on with the quiz because this is a lot of fun. Here we go.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, we're back, and this next one I think should be on the easier side. We're still talking about Morrowind. What were the names of Morrowind's DLCs? You get a point for each.
Oh, that one's pretty easy.
Yeah.
That's I don't remember the Blood Moon, right?
Yeah. Blood Moon's one.
These are major expansions. Back then they would have called it an expansion.
Tribunal, or is it just
Tribunal? Is another one.
Tribunal is its own.
Yeah, Tribunal. It's its own.
Knights of the Nine.
No, Solstheim
is technically DLC, but I think that's the Blood Moon one.
Blood Moon is its own.
All right, so do you have an answer? Lotus is locked in, I can tell.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. There's a third one.
And Tribunal. I knew there's two.
Oh, God. Is the Dark Brotherhood one like full deal?
Is there a third one? I think there's a third
one.
There's only two.
Tribunal.
No, it's probably the two. I'm just thinking of like a box.
Because they had smaller downloadable things that you could get. Like it would be like a random fort where you would do like.
Yeah, but these are just the major DLCs.
This isn't small things.
Blood Moon and Tribunal. These are major DLCs.
They were in boxes on the shelf at stores, like that sort of thing.
Yeah, then it's just the two.
Horse armor.
Yeah,
Blood Moon. Horse armor.
Yes, horse armor.
I still have the box.
I'm also going to reposition my chair so you can't see them on the shelf.
he's covering them up. All right.
They're all directly behind me.
All right. Here's scene. What's your answer? What are you going with?
All right. So the answer is Blood Moon and Tribunal.
All right. Lotus, what are you going with?
Yeah, they're correct.
That's correct. Blood Moon and Tribunal in that order. Blood Moon, then Tribunal. Or Tribunal, then Blood Moon. I'm sorry. Tribunal, Blood Moon came in that order. But that didn't matter because you got them both right. So. You get 1 point for each of those. So 2 points for patrons, two points for Lotus. All right. Next question. True or false? Bethesda partnered with multiple publishers for Oblivion's release for different platforms, including Microsoft for Windows, 2K for Xbox, and Ubisoft, for PS3 in Europe. True or false?
Actually, Ubisoft because it stands for ubiquitous
Ubisoft.
Software.
Ubisoft. There you go. Ubisoft. We'll go with Ubisoft.
Like Ubisoft because it sounds like poopy.
Yeah.
Poopy soft.
Nailed it.
Did you say Ubisoft?
Ubisoft for UK and.
Including Microsoft for Windows, 2K for Xbox, and Ubisoft for PS3 in Europe. True or false?
I wonder if there's like a gotcha thing and it's like, oh, it wasn't Europe.
It's false because the Xbox versions was not 2K.
What makes sense?
Repositioning my chair.
Because I went to the game store.
Okay.
He memorizes every game on the shelf.
And the game store knowledge granted you. What
the knowledge to say
2K is what?
False.
Oh, I also should go like that.
Why is 2K not?
You don't have Xbox. To know why. You just have to know if it's true or false.
I just wanted to make sure I understand why.
I'm pretty sure 2K never published Elder Scrolls ever.
Okay.
All right. Lotus is locked in.
The French thing. I don't think so.
If I'm wrong,
I'm going to be so mad at myself.
Then let's go, you realize we're putting all
of our trust in you. If you're wrong, it's not just going to be you that's mad at you. You're locked in, man.
I'm good with false.
Yeah, false.
Yeah. All right.
False? You guys are false?
We're going to go with false.
All right, you're locking in false. Lotus?
Okay, so Ubisoft definitely works with them on the European side, and there's actually a combo pack with BioShock because it was done by 2K on Xbox. So yes, that's true.
So Lotus is saying true.
Yeah,
you guys
there's
are saying
a combo
false.
You can buy with BioShock and Oblivion together. It's incredibly rare.
Well, this will break the tie. We're still tied.
Here you go. Lotus is correct about that, but he got it wrong because the answer is actually false. Here's why. 2K was a partner. And 2K helped publish on Xbox and Windows. Microsoft was not actually involved as a publishing partner.
It was a gotcha question.
So I listed out all the platforms and I put in Microsoft for Windows, 2K for Xbox, but it's really 2K for Windows and Xbox. Microsoft was
so
just not in there.
Microsoft,
that's so weird.
Yeah, and
I was gonna say,
and Ubisoft
combo pack. It's super weird.
I've never seen this combo pack.
Ben is wrong, and we are right. Everyone.
I've never seen that combo pack in the 10 years I worked in a game store.
Yeah, and Ubisoft did help with distribution and publishing in specifically Europe, but not in the U.S. for
PS3. Ubisoft has been their distributor in Europe since Arena.
Pretty crazy.
Yep.
I have the Europe, the French version, and it's actually, it's all labeled Ubisoft all over the French version.
Oh, I did mention that
of Arena. Weird. Yeah. Yep. Super right, weird.
So the next one's a lot of fun. I need you to explain to me why Oblivion's rating changed from a T to an M specifically. And this is specifically the like legal reason. This isn't rumor. This isn't about what people on the internet think. This is the specific noted legal reason why it changed from a T to an M rating.
Ooh, I wonder.
I used to know this too.
And as long as you get close, I'll give you a point for it.
I was like, I wonder how specific this is.
As long as you hit like the main theme of it, like the actually, there's one specific detail in particular. As long as you get that,
is it because of that one dark elf?
Just that one.
Ironically, I know you all know exactly who I'm talking about.
I have a lot of the heinous sea violence. I think they just looked over and didn't notice.
The Fraser singer. Yeah. No, he's great.
No, I meant.
Isn't it because of the Dark Brotherhood stuff or no?
I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was that's actually yeah, I was thinking about the dark elf who did things with dead people.
It might have been the Lucien Lechat scene specifically.
I know those exact lines, by the way.
That one had visual gore to it.
It did.
It was definitely Dark Brotherhood. No,
but I don't know. Because I remember like them specifically saying that a lot of the stuff in the Dark Brotherhood quests, just they didn't even mention. Like, because a lot of like the storyline is like really gross, like horrendous stuff. But it might have been specifically the Lucien Lechat, because that was a visual medium that was like very obviously.
It was
gross.
Definitely Dark Brotherhood.
Like they didn't pay attention originally, and then later on, they're like, "Oh, hey, there's that." And
I
then
think it was because of the. I think it was because Matthew Bellamont's journal.
Well, no, that was the kind of stuff that I think specifically got overlooked. Is the
that's why
Matthew and his mom and all that gross stuff. I don't think the ratings even acknowledge that stuff in the game.
All right, Lotus is locked in. Are you guys going with just like the gory Dark Brotherhood stuff? I mean, you can be general about this, and if you're right, I'll still give you credit.
I'm thinking it was something entirely separate from Dark Brotherhood. I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Dark Brotherhood, but I'm thinking it's something so mundane.
That's my thing. It's like, I'm waiting for some really abstract thing. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, this one Spriggan has a...
It's like, oh, it's because the guards are super violent against you, so we had to make it rated M or something like that. Like,
it's the annoying fan. It's just the annoying fan. It's that.
Too much Minotaur.
Dark Brotherhood is the only guest we actually have. So.
It's the matter of the Wally Woman.
All right, so we got to go with something. What are you going with?
Yeah, Kersine? I don't have a better idea. So yeah, Dark Brotherhood makes more sense. Or
I'm pretty sure I heard that like a Lucien Lechat thing.
Yeah.
All right, Kersine, what's your answer?
Categorize that.
Yeah, how explain it to me. What are you going to go with?
The scene when you walk into Lucien Lechat's body, just like hanging from, like hanging torn out. Up. Also, the mother's head. So both of those are the Dark Brotherhood quest line.
Like the dark and disturbing Dark Brotherhood stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
The gory Dark Brotherhood stuff.
Right. What are you going with, Lotus?
If I remember correctly, it's because even though there was like blood and gore listed, it was like way underplayed, and like the ESRB got all bent out of shape with the Dark Brotherhood thing, with the flaying and the like. Weird mom thing in the basement. I think they were like, this is way above and beyond what you listed, so it's like too extreme, and they wanted it to get bumped up in ratings because of that.
Okay, so very similar answers.
Very similar. Right. But yeah, it's a blood and gore thing, I think, is what it was, and like disturbing imagery.
All right, so I would have gone with both of you had I not researched this. This is an actual quote about why they had to change the rating. The presence in the PC version of the game of a locked out art file that, if accessed by use an apparently unauthorized third-party tool, allows the user to play the game with topless versions of female characters.
See,
that really was like, the legal justification.
Something stupid and mundane.
Right. So you had to use an extra third-party tool that had nothing to do with the game. It was like the hot coffee thing for Grand Theft Auto.
This is Grand Theft Auto Sandy.
Right. Yeah. And that's what the
ESRB needs something better to do with their time.
And that's what the that's what the gaming magazines talked about at the time, was that this was hot coffee part two. And that's why the rating got changed.
You blame everything on Ed Boon for creating Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, way to go, Ed Boon, by making a very successful franchise. You suck.
So it didn't matter how gory and disgusting things in the Dark Brotherhood were. It was because if you hacked the game, you could see a boob.
I knew it was something stupid, but I don't know what the stupid thing is.
You're on a computer where you could probably go elsewhere.
Right, on top of it, modify your game file.
Yeah, on top of it, it would have been Oblivion level graphics. So, that boob has all of 30 polygons. Yeah, that's like wonderful.
The original Tomb Raider Lara Croft boobies. Like,
pretty ridiculous. All right, next question.
Filanu Halalu.
I learned something.
Next question. All right, this one's fun. What is the average Metacritic rating of Oblivion today? And I'll give you this if you're within 5 points.
Does it change over time?
Metacritic is wild.
So yeah, Metacritic is one of those things where, like, and this is the official review point. This isn't the audience rating. But
the reason I use that language is if you had said
like on release, then that would have included only the people who had pre-release versions of the game and the initial rating. And then as more reviews came in over the next month or so, it would have changed a little bit. So this is the final review score rating on Metacritic, basically. After the official release, enough time has passed, they take a score
and that score doesn't change.
Right, right. So this is the basically final unchanging score.
Release score is like out of 10 or 100.
I know it was high.
It's out of 100.
I don't think it's as high as like Fallout, because I think Fallout New Vegas was like one of the highest ones.
It was in the 90s.
I'm glad you said it's out of 100, because I put my number and I was like, wait, what is the scale? Because I don't use Metacritic. It's
out of 100. I was just thinking the same thing.
Out of 86.
All right, so I'm hearing 86. Lotus, are you locked in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
Okay, Lotus is locked in. I'm hearing some numbers.
Guys, I vote higher.
I think it's in the 90s, but I think it's in the 90s. I want to say 86. I think 90 is safe because it's like...
He said within 5, right?
Within 5, I'll give it to you.
I would say 86 because it's not going to be more than... I doubt it's higher than 90.
Well, I'm thinking low 90s or high 80s. So if we guess 90, then that encapsulates my entire range.
Yeah, true.
Oh, my God. We're going to play the Price is Right rule.
This is a classic now. This is modern ratings. Like, people are going to go back favorably with nostalgia and probably rate it higher.
But these are official review ratings. These are not audience ratings. Because it's the 100 like score.
A month into it.
So these are all reviewers.
This is not this is critic review. Not
these are critic reviews.
Audience
right.
review.
This is not audience review.
That's why I'm saying 86.
I think we should go with 90 to be safe, because it's just a safe middle ground with the 5 point like wiggle room he's given us.
Because I feel like if anything, it would be the high 80s. So if we do 90, that means our range is 85 to 95.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's the safest. All right. So let's go with
90 then. 90. So we're gonna lock our answer at 90.
Okay, you're going 90. Lotus, what are you going?
I said it was a 92.
92. Ooh. All right. Here's the actual score. 94. You both get it.
Oh, I was really?
Yeah, it's higher than I expected too. On average, it was 94 for PC, 94 for Xbox, and 93 for PlayStation. So the average score, because most of the people were playing on those two other consoles, is 94.
I didn't think it was that high.
But yeah, 94 or 93. Either way, you both get the point for that one. So actually, this one, you get 1 point for that one. I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. All right. Next question. Name Oblivion's major DLCs. These are the big expansions, just like
this Morrowind. This is Horse Armor, right?
Horse Armor.
Yeah. Do you consider that major?
The Nurn request.
Well, it did cost a whole lot of money when it came out.
It was significant enough for them to charge $5
Niles,
for it.
Knights of the Nine. It's just they only had those two.
It was just the two
majors. We're not counting like the Spire Battle Mage place.
No, these are major expansions. They still would have been called expansions.
Yeah,
the ones that show on the box.
If it was an expansion, then it's just Knights of the Nine and Shipwreck Isles. If it's DLC, then Horse Armor was a major DLC.
It's expansion. We're talking expansion.
Fair.
They had the Horse Armor and then like the three different houses.
But by definition, it was not an expansion. So
Those are funny. People remember Horse Armor being more expensive than it actually was.
It was $5.
Don't tell them the answer, because that's the next question. Don't tell them. Don't tell them how much it actually was.
Well,
you can debate that in the next. You can debate that in the next round. All right. So Lotus is locked in. You guys are answering. What is your answer? Patron's answer.
It was
Shivering Isles and Knights of the Nine.
Yeah.
Shivering Isles, Knights of the Nine.
Order though.
Lotus.
I'm trying to remember.
Order doesn't really matter.
Was it called the Knights of the Nine? It's been a while.
It's called Knights of the Nine.
Shivering Isles and Knights of the Nine.
Okay, that's locked in.
Shivering Isles and Knights of the Nine.
Got it. Lotus, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're correct. They're both on the shelf.
That's true. Yes. Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles, two major expansions. All right, next question. How much was the horse armor when it went originally on sale?
$4.99.
Yeah,
$2.50.
$2.
I think it was
$2.
$5.23 with tax.
It's like $80, wasn't it? That's something ridiculous.
No, it was 30 cents.
You guys still aren't paying for it?
How many Microsoft
took out a loan?
Points was it?
$2.49.
Yeah, Microsoft points, it was like, what, 5,200?
Oh my God, yeah, those are like just the old Microsoft
16 symbol things.
All right. We got to come up with a specific answer. I'll give this to you if you're within. Five cents or whatever. If it's within rounding,
it's $4.99.
It's $4.99.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was. I think it was lower.
No, it's $4.99.
I'm not. If you guys are wrong about this, I'm gonna be so angry. If I'm right, that would be $2 and change. I'm gonna be.
It was $5.
I'm fine with that.
Dude, they didn't have anything that cheap back then.
Well, that's what's so funny.
No, in modern money, it's probably $5.
And more, that's what I was going to say. People buying skins nowadays would be like, $4.99, what a deal. You just paid the price of a game for a skin you're going to use once in a video.
Yeah, there's a Laser League skin that's over like a grand, which is stupid.
Yeah. All right. So you have to.
$4.99.
Hercene, wrangle these cats. Which answer are you going with?
All right. If you don't like our end, you just blame it on me. But I'm going to go with $4.99.
All right.
I'm going to be so mad at you.
You're locking in. You're very split, but Hercene making the call. Team captain, $4.99. Lotus?
Yeah, I actually agree. I think it was $4.99, except, I know you said original launch, but I know they've done April Fool's jokes where they double the price, and then for some reason, sales go up.
Okay. but you were trying to get them off the track when you said that was too much. That's
yeah,
funny.
I know, That's but funny. No, $4.99.
All right. The answer is... $2.50.
What did I say?
It really was.
It was originally $2.50.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought it was $4.99.
I thought it was more than that. That's
you
no
guys,
way.
Crap.
$2.50.
You guys threw.
We said $2.50 and you were very confident it was $5.
I was saying
$2.50.
Dude.
Gaslighting. Look,
gaslighting's not real. You're just crazy.
All right. All right.
I recall
$5 too, but when I looked this up, it was $2.50.
They doubled it.
It was an Xbox thing.
Here's the thing. When I looked it up, it was $2.50. But maybe if my source is wrong, then you all answered the same answer anyway, which means it doesn't change the points.
It doesn't change
the
score.
That was right.
Well,
so,
it's funny.
But it hurts our honor.
So there you go. Maybe the $5 was price. The April Fool's price. Maybe, because that would have been double $2.50.
Okay, now I'm Googling this.
Yeah, I remember that April Fool's thing was done as a joke, but for whatever reason, sales skyrocketed. Like, what are you people doing? Why are you all buying this at twice the price?
Yeah, well, pretty weird.
No, I don't like
Blinding. Blinding has to head out. Blinding, have a good night. Thanks for hanging out. Glad that you made it.
See you. All right. You guys think it was $5?
All right, let's try to get through these last few as quick as we can.
The actual armor was like 500 septums.
It's 500 Microsoft points.
That's where it was.
Oh my God. I
just looked it up on the it was 500 Microsoft wacky points, whatever the
is that what it
things
was?
Are, but I don't know what I guess the conversion was.
Maybe, maybe the conversion made it 250. Maybe whatever source I found
point,
on this was
way,
wrong.
Same.
But either way, it doesn't change any of the points. So we'll move on. Yeah. But yeah, if you know the answer, then chime in, jump on the Discord, let us know, or chime in the chat or whatever. All right, let's move on to the next one. What was the name of Oblivion's game engine? And I will preface this with, there's lots of debate about Bethesda always using the same game engine, and there's a certain amount of truth, but the game engine often gets updates and renames and things like this.
Yeah.
So
do
Oblivion's
we remember what it was for Skyrim?
Game engine.
It was the Creation Engine.
Yeah, it's Creation Engine, 100%.
Okay.
For Skyrim.
I was pretty sure it's
Creation Engine, and then they came out with like the Creation Club and all that. But that's Skyrim.
I want to say Oblivion was Creation Engine too.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure it was, dude.
As someone who worked on Sky Oblivion, I should be able to answer this. And I can tell you that we modded Oblivion with Creation, but I don't know if that's where its original home was.
Mm. Yeah.
So Lotus is good. Lotus gave a thumbs up. What do you guys want to go with here?
Despite internal debate over the same question, I have my answer.
Got to be Creation Engine.
I have no other answer other than Creation Engine, although I'm not very confident in it.
Yeah, we don't have another guess is the issue, so it might we accept
Nernrud.
That's the Nernrud engine.
All right, so you're going with Creation Engine. That's your locked-in answer.
Y'all good with that?
Yep.
All right, let's do the Creation Engine.
Cool. Lotus, what are you going with?
So I at first thought it was the Creation Engine, but I mean, maybe it was. I just don't remember if they were still using the Gamebryo engine for that game or if that ended with Morrowind. So I went with Gamebryo just to kind of be different.
All right.
I know that was what Morrowind used.
The answer is Gamebryo.
Yes!
It was the Gamebryo engine.
Sure, it wasn't
which
the Creation one. I just didn't
evolved
know
evolved into the Creation engine, which evolved into what they use for Starfield now and all of that.
Yeah,
but the name changed.
Oblivion,
yeah.
And I have worked on Sky Oblivion, and I remember it being very different. And I was like, these are just
and that
different
was why
systems.
I couldn't remember where the technically it had switched what it was being called. Mm-hmm. And I knew Morrowind was Gamebryo, but I was like,
I just didn't know the names
of
any
the last
before.
One. I didn't know the name of the engine.
All right, we're going to do one more question before we do the final question. I think this one's fun because it kind of sort of came up before. List every platform Skyrim is available on.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay. We get a point for each.
360, PS3, Xbox One, PS4, PS5, Xbox.
Oh, we got a GameStop boy
series,
over here.
PC, if you want to include Steam, but that's still PC.
Nintendo Switch.
Amazon, Alexa.
I mean, they're different.
That's a different version of the game. These are just core versions of the game.
I have eight.
Yeah. All right. So
we're not including special editions and stuff.
In special, like core editions, there's, updated editions, yeah, but like Xbox, you can't say the Alexa Xbox, edition PC, is the same as the other games. It's not
Xbox One, PS4, PS5, Series, and Switch.
Did it ever hit like Stadia or like the Steam Deck, anything like that?
Well, that's still PC for Steam Deck.
Yeah. Oh, well, true. Yeah.
It's through Steam.
Yeah. If you say Steam or anything that it streams on, that's still technically Windows. Steam. So that would count as Windows.
It's still PC.
Yeah, like good old games.
Including the Stadia. Stadia is all PC.
Stadia would count as Windows.
Simplifies it.
Right. Ugh.
So, I have eight.
Okay. Here's Steam. I would just say whatever Ben said.
All right. So we're going to lock it. Ben, what are you putting in here? You're putting in...
360, PS3, PC, Xbox One, PS4, PS5, Xbox Series, and Switch.
Okay, that's your lock-in. What are you going with, Lotus?
Okay.
Are you matching that, or are you changing it?
No, I have one different thing.
Okay, what's different?
Xbox 360, Xbox One, Series X, PS3, PS4, PS5, Switch, Windows, or PC, and I also have the VR version. It's technically just in VR, but it's the same game.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you can use like
platform?
The same.
Yeah, I didn't think about it, but that one's
tricky to say that's technically it's still Windows as the platform. It's just a VR representation.
It's on anything that's VR because it technically goes on any version of the PlayStation as well. So would it fall into the category of what it's played on?
I think we'll have to call that what it's played on. It's just using a different way to see the screen.
It's like an add-on for the platform.
Okay. Well, I was thinking VR was the platform.
Yeah, that one's fuzzy enough.
I'll just say that that's specific or something. Well, if we want to classify in both categories then yes, if we eliminate that, then yes, I have eight.
Okay. So you guys, I'm just going to give you all full points, so you get a point for each of these. You each get 8 points for this because it is Windows, PS3, Xbox 360, PS4, PS1, Switch, PS5, and then the Xbox Series X and S, which is the same platform. So exactly. You guys nailed it, all eight of the original main game platforms. Xbox PS1? What?
You said PS1 instead of Xbox One.
I'm sorry, Xbox One, not PS1.
Man, that backwards compatibility though.
Final question.
Question 18.
We're just call this the final question. I threw out some other questions just to get us to the end here because this is the more interesting one. All right, final question. For Arena, Daggerfall, Morrowind, Oblivion, and Skyrim, give me the number of how many units each sold within 10%. So you've got a 10% margin to get the number. So how many copies of Arena?
All of them together?
No, for each one. Oh, Arena God. Sold each how one. Many copies?
Okay.
Daggerfall sold how many copies? Morrowind sold how many copies? Oblivion, how many copies? Skyrim, how many copies?
For Skyrim, is it just counting like re-releases or original releases?
This is according to a website that tracks releases, and I think it's the most up-to-date one that I could find, and so we're just going with the numbers that are currently on that website. So this is as accurate as I can find based on those numbers.
I don't know, guys. Your guess is going to be better than mine.
I'm pretty certain that I know Skyrim's.
Skyrim's isn't like the...
I don't want to say until Lotus locks in, but I know what it is. I'm like very certain. I'm not as certain as some of the others, but I've got a pretty good
idea. Skyrim's one of the best-selling games of all time.
Yeah.
So it's a big number.
It's a way bigger number than that.
But I don't know what a big number is for games. So like none of those numbers translate to my brain.
All right, okay, Lotus anyway. Is locked in.
Okay, so
Lotus is locked.
60 million.
That sounds roughly fair. Right. Yeah, that sounds roughly
million.
Right.
You could say 2 million and I would still believe.
No, it was never. You will never see a game that you're not going to see that.
All right, so you guys good with Skyrim? Why don't we lock in each one? Skyrim.
60.
Professor says 60 million. You guys want to lock that in? Hersine, you good with that?
Let's do it.
Okay, you're locking in 60 for Skyrim. What about Oblivion? Let's go backwards. Oblivion.
Probably 30.
I would say like half 30. Is being.
I say 30 mil.
Yeah,
because it's on three. It's on three. Generation
say that
of
Skyrim
consoles.
Was twice as popular as Oblivion, I think, is a massive understatement.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Because we're also counting the different releases of Skyrim.
Oh, it's true.
So I'm thinking Oblivion's probably like 10 mil.
I don't know.
Oblivion's,
if it's that
low. That's still big.
It is. But yeah, I don't think it's that low.
No, yeah, I think it's
probably
if 60 is what we think for Skyrim.
With the re-release?
I think 10 is reasonable for Oblivion. Okay.
Perfect sense for Oblivion.
Because Skyrim is monstrously bigger than Oblivion for sales.
All right, you guys are going to lock in 10 million for Oblivion, Hersine?
Sure.
I feel like we need to go at least higher because we have that 10% margin.
15.
Because Oblivion was like one of the biggest games when it came out.
Well, it was also a launch title.
It was a launch title for 360.
I'm fine if we want to bump it up to 15, but like saying it's half, that's way too high.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I argue it was above 17 million.
But the thing is, you're looking at it up to date, and that's currently this year.
Yeah, and Oblivion's been getting really popular as of late, too.
Because of Skyrim, yeah. All of these numbers kind of got inflated from Skyrim's popularity.
Yeah, and Starfield, funny enough.
Well, I think that gets less true the further down we get.
Actually,
like, by the time we get to Daggerfall, I don't think anyone's really buying Daggerfall.
Well, no, the original, the first two games are free now.
Like, I was actually going to say, now that Steam has it free, if those count towards sales, then
no, they don't.
So we just want to go ahead and go with 15 million?
Sure. Let's go.
I'm fine with 15. I still think it's a little high, but it's fine.
I want to say it's a little higher too, but let's just go ahead.
I think it's too high, is what I was saying. But
10 to 15.
Oh, it's too high. Okay.
But it's close enough for me.
Yeah. All right, Hersine, what do you think?
Yeah. We are going to go with 15 million.
All right, 15 for Oblivion. Okay, Morrowind. How many do you think that sold?
Morrowind can't be more than 5 million.
Yeah, really? 5 or 6. Because it was only in two systems.
Yeah.
And it's archaic, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
It's not that archaic compared to Oblivion. It's just like
maybe
4 years, 2 years.
Most people going back to play it.
5
I'm feeling pretty comfortable about 6 million.
Six. I don't think it goes above 5.
So you want to go with like 5.5 million?
No.
Yeah, let's
keep it a cool 5. We don't want to split the
4.5 at max, dude.
If you go 4.5, then the 10% margin goes up and down to 4 and 5.
So it's within the actual answer. It's not within your answer. So it's within 10% of the actual answer. Does that make sense? So just because you pick a higher number doesn't mean your margin increases.
Yeah.
So if we chose 4.5 and the answer was 5,
you would be just within range.
4.5 and the answer is 4, we're outside of the margin.
You would be outside of the margin, yes.
Mm-hmm.
4.25.
I think I would lean towards 5 than I would towards 4.
All right. Oh. So I'll go ahead and just say 4.5.
4.5.
That way, a good middle.
All right, so you're locking in 4.5. So we've got, remind me again, we have 60 for Skyrim. It was 15.
15 million
for Oblivion. 4.5 for Morrowind. Okay, what about Daggerfall? This it gets trickier as you go down.
That's yeah, we're just getting into like half lives.
It's getting really maybe
seven, eight people bought it.
Seven or eight people.
So 700,000.
Like 700,000 or 800,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven or eight people.
Just... I want to go with 800,000. I think that makes sense.
Well,
at the time, not that much, but since it's free, I could see it getting closer to that 800,000.
Well, yeah, but the free doesn't go towards sales.
Yeah, it has to be sold. It is not given away.
So I would say around like 700,000-800,000.
I 700,000. Think 800 sound. If you guys think 700, sure.
700,000 probably, because he's got a good point. Whoops.
All right.
I feel pretty comfortable at 700,000.
700,000, Hersine? Okay. And then what about Arena?
Probably like 4, lower 000. Than that.
This one five. Is a joke. It's
5,005. Yeah, no, me, 40. Me and whoever wrote the wiki. That's it.
Oh God, 250,000. I mean, well, it had two. Well, it had the floppy disk version and the CD-ROM.
Yeah, it's true. I'm feeling like 300,000.
300,000. Okay, yeah,
that sounds like way too much.
That sounds.
It does sound like a lot, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was that as well.
Correct. Because also D&D was getting a lot more popularity in this during this time too.
I think it's too high.
This was the Satanic Panic after all.
Oh, true. I mean that cover art.
All right, you gotta pick something. Where do you feel like you are, Hersine?
300,000.
Are y'all comfortable with 300,000?
Sounds way too high, man.
No, but I don't have a better guess.
Like 15,000 probably. That's
not that low.
I don't even think you did sold.
How many people do you think?
Dude, if it sold for 15,000 copies, they would never got into second game.
Yeah.
Got to pick an answer. What do you think?
All right. Then I'm going to go ahead and make the executive decision at that high number, 300,000.
300,000. Okay. So remind me again. We've got 60 million, Skyrim 60 million. Oblivion was... 15 million. Morrowind was
4.5 million.
Daggerfall
was 700,000.
700,000 and then 300,000 for Arena.
Yes.
You know what's really funny? If we got the Skyrim one way off, the rest of our answers are totally wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because you have to think about relations. Yeah.
We're right on the nail. We're locked in now. Skyrim's wrong.
All right, Lotus, what did you go with? Let's start with Skyrim.
For Skyrim, I said 60 million as well.
Okay.
For Oblivion, I said 11 million. For Morrowind, I said 4 million. For Daggerfall, I said 2 million. And for Arena, I said 400,000.
Wow, these are so interesting because I know the answer. But now you're about to find out the answers. All right, here we go. For each of these, you get 3 points if you're within 10%. You get 5 points if you nailed it, which is possible because these are kind of rounded numbers, right? Mm. Just the way you guys are doing, these are rounded. All right, let's start with Skyrim. Skyrim, 60 million.
Oh man,
perfect.
Everybody nailed it. You guys hit it. 60 million. And I think that's because they mentioned this number pretty
regularly.
They had
literally just mentioned that one a while ago because it's like the fifth all-time best-selling game or something like that.
Right. All right. So everybody give yourselves 5 points because you got that one nailed. Oblivion, 9,500,000.
Oh, I was close. So 10% margin doesn't really take either of us to
nobody gets that one.
Nobody gets
that one.
9.5.
We should have locked in when I said 10.
Yeah. And that's what's so interesting about this is that as you guys were debating numbers, sometimes you were a lot closer and I was like, I was like
15 still sounds too high, but sure, if everyone else is saying 17, I guess I'll go with 15.
Yeah, and I went lower and still no bueno.
No bueno.
I'm paying attention to the robot's face from now on.
How much did I? What percentage did I miss that one at 11 million? I am like right.
You're very close. You would have had to been at 10.4, so you were within 600,000. 10.45. So 10.450. Anyway, let's talk about Morrowind. 4 million.
Hey, I got it exactly.
So Lotus nailed that one. 4 million.
And we chose, what did we guess on that?
4.5.
Point.
Which means really you were like
so much over that one.
This close.
Didn't I say 4.2?
We said four a few times, man. I don't know four what you came want
up.
From us.
Four came up. Oh. All right. Let's talk about Daggerfall. Let's talk about Daggerfall. 120,000.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, so I think we missed that one by a little bit.
Everybody overshot that one. That one got Game of the Year. That one got lots of... It was very highly lauded. But I think the problem was back in 1996, there weren't only so many people playing RPGs on PCs.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking by this point, people would have downloaded it on Steam, played it for 7 seconds. They're like, nope, but that would count as a sale.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I just realized I might have had a huge miscalculation. Those games are free. You physically can't buy them.
Yeah, we were talking. You can't buy them. Right. We were talking about how free doesn't count as a sale.
For sales.
Right.
But yeah, I think that didn't dawn on me that I was still counting those as downloads. So it was like, oh, that would totally count.
Yeah.
And I don't think it registered to me that it's like, well, yeah, those aren't paying though.
And me and Vader, like, no
yeah, I just spaced when you guys were saying that. Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Now, I think this one is the biggest surprise. Now, Arena, it's actually very hard to find the numbers for this.
I know what the original thing was, and I thought it was way different than what I guessed. And now I think it's probably close to what it was.
Right. The only number we actually know about Arena...
Is it 8,000?
That was 3,000.
3,000.
Oh, 3,000.
I knew it was crazy low originally.
Yeah. There's something about how they tried to make a certain number of copies in order to get them out there. And then eventually they were able to manufacture 3,000 copies due to certain limitations. And it didn't sell well enough, I guess. And correct me if I'm wrong about this, because I'm just kind of roughly remembering the details. But because I didn't write it down here. But the 3,000. So it's probably a little bit more than 3,000 at this point.
Right.
But not much. Super niche when it came out.
I was thinking of 8, but like same general idea. I knew it was like comically low when I originally saw like the guesstimated number. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so low. And it's even lower than I thought, because I thought it was 8. But like,
yeah. And some websites don't even state a number.
More now.
They just don't even list a number at all, because it's hard to find a confirmation of this. But we know at least 3,000 were manufactured and actually pressed onto discs.
Wow.
So
dang. Yeah.
The game sales back in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, so add up your points.
We only got the 5 points for the both.
Yeah, you got 5 points for Skyrim on that one.
Yeah. Or no.
I have the points total right now. I've been keeping track of them the whole game.
Yeah. All right. So how many points do you have, Hersine? How many did you get at the end?
All right. So for the patrons, we have exactly 25 points.
Nice. That's pretty good. That's actually really good. With how many questions were on this? That's really solid. Yeah. 25 points. All right. Lotus is doing the math. He's adding his
I had it written on.
Oh, perfect. You have it? Good. That'll save me math.
So patrons got 25. Lotus got 30.
30 points. Lotus wins again.
You won one question. We were literally neck to neck the entire game until we got to that Morrowind question.
You know what the answer is? Yeah. That means the answer is always Morrowind.
The answer is always Morrowind.
Yeah, I should have guessed Nernroot. Exactly.
Nernroot.
Yep.
That would have done it. Well, congratulations, Lotus. You won again.
Hooray.
We'll have to have a rematch.
Another huge headache, but you still come out with a victory.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Nice work. All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining me. Congratulations. Lotus wins. We'll set up a rematch in the future, so make sure you're ready for that. And let's go through and feel free to share things that you're working on that you can shout out into the world, or just, you know, thanks for being here, that sort of thing. Let's go back through the list as I can see you. Rob, start us off.
Hi, I'm Rob the Princess. You may know me from the PCNA Guild for ESO.
You sound like one of those 90s voice to text, like text to voice things. Hi, my name is Rob the Princess. You might call me for
join the ESO Guild. I'm on there very, very rarely, but I'm still on there, and I'd be happy to have you join us, and Sky Oblivion, and that's it.
Cool, man. Thanks. It's good to see you again. Hersine,
thanks
for being our team captain. You got anything you want to share?
No problem. It was super fun. I got all my notes here, and I'm going to save them for another time. So awesome. I'm Hersine. The I's are replaced with L's. You could find me on Elder Scrolls Online. I go by the same name. I also have an Instagram by the same name, Hersine. The I's are replaced with L's. I'm not doing much with my Instagram right now, mostly because I'm financially recovering from going to the Elder Scrolls Online Tavern,
wow,
which was awesome.
Nice.
And so worth the journey.
Nice.
Outside of that, that's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm not that active online.
All right, man. They were L's.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't realize they were L's either.
That's awesome. My little nifty trick, yes.
Yeah.
That's how I'm able to get away with every platform with that name.
Yeah, yeah.
A cute cat picture on there.
Nice. That's Professor Bayless. Thanks for joining us again, Lord Professor.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? How's it been?
Well, I'm about to change the picture so you'll see it. I'm going to be a 2D anime man soon.
Oh, nice.
So the whole shtick is I love Elder Scrolls lore content. Obviously, I'm here. And the kind of content I always wanted to see was, what if it was set up like a character in the universe was teaching you about this stuff? So that's the character that I'm going to play. You can find me on Twitch and like every social media that I'm on as Professor Bayless. And the beginning of September, we're going to start lectures.
Nice.
Can't wait to see you guys in class.
Awesome. I know you've been working on this for a while. That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah, I got scammed the first time I tried to commission a model, but now I actually got one.
Oh, that sucks. Well, I'm glad you worked it out.
But hey, I got it. So nice. We're locked in.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Thanks for being here. Very Bad Goblin, thanks for joining us also. You have anything you want to share?
Yeah, I'm mostly just active on the Discord as Very Bad Goblin now. And I say mostly active. I'm not. I lurk a lot. But thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for joining us. And then Ben, Blinding Vision had to leave. But so, Ben, you're going to wrap us up. And you got stuff.
I do have stuff. I am Ben of Temeria. You might know me from the plethora of shows that I'm on and host.
Right.
The Holocron History, Star Wars Canon vs. Legends, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, the Wizarding World Lorecast, and the Witcher Lorecast. And I may or may not be planning possibly making a fifth show, who knows,
in the
near future. I know, I'm crazy. But I'm also only a little over a month away left in my coaching for my voiceover.
Nice.
Training.
Oh, dude, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
I can do voices, so it's fun. And becoming a voice actor is a lot of fun, so it's great.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of cool stuff. Awesome. Thanks for joining us. And then Lotus, you're wrapping us up.
Yeah. I mentioned kind of the whole stream thing, so we'll figure out what we can do with that in audio format, and the video format's just going to be over on my YouTube. Otherwise, hopefully this weekend we can record another episode of Tales of Tamriel, as there's White Strakes Mayhem is kicking off. But on top of that, been getting some, well, my free time has gone now playing the new Gold Road thing, which I'm still really enjoying.
It's the thing, but, you know, that yeah, thing.
That thing, that, you know, that huge expansion that just came out.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, big fan of it, and kind of just trying to get as much game time as possible around everything else. So yeah, other than that, my presence is much more limited than it has been in the past. Sort of, I guess, not so secret thing anymore. Chip Theory Games, who is making the board game, the Betrayal of the Second Era for the Elder Scrolls.
Uh-huh.
I've been in contact with them off to the side since meeting them at PAX East a couple of years ago. And I actually think it's on my front porch right now, but they sent me a version of the completed game before it's actually for sale
so that we can
do a big review of it.
Oh, man.
I have to open it to make sure it's actually really that. I knew it was coming, but there's a giant like 60-pound box on my thing.
Holy crap.
My front porch. It's really, really elaborate, and if it's even half as detailed as it could be based on what we saw at PAX East, it's very, very impressive looking, and we're gonna have to figure out some way we can show it off, document it, and give some people a run through on it, because I am very excited to try it, and I'm super honored that they decided to include me in a copy being sent, because I don't know how I'm gonna scrape together money to try to get this.
Nice. That's very cool.
So more details to come on that when I can crack it open.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm excited to hear your review. That sounds really cool. Also, we have to do our random page.
Yes,
we still have to do random page. Real quick, you know my stuff, robotsradio.net for my shows and a bunch of other shows. I do the Lord of the Rings Lorecast, the Fallout Lorecast, the Mass Effect Lorecast, and this show. And I've done other shows in the past, like, you know, the Witcher Lorecast that Ben's now on. So go check out all that stuff. But here we go. Random page. I pulled it up. I hit the random button on the UESP, and this is what it gave me. This is Elder Scrolls Online. Nelmil Gavillo is a dark elf warrior that can appear in the underground sepulcher at the conclusion of a heist. You will know that he will appear when the sewers are inhabited by the Ember Eye Slavers. When he first spots you, he'll put up a damage shield that absorbs approximately 50% of his health's worth of damage before it breaks. There you go.
Beautiful.
He's a bad guy. You gotta fight him.
Quotes, bad guy.
Quotes, bad guy. All right, there you go. This is the random page. Short and sweet. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the game show. And Lotus and I will be back for a regular episode next week. And then who knows? Maybe we'll get this group together for a rematch sometime in the future. We'll see how that goes.
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. Thanks for being here, everybody. Have a wonderful week. See you later.
Bye, everybody.
I don't know what button to hit. Here it is.
Crap.
Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.